Hey there, awesome humans. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic, and trust me, it's way more chill than it sounds. We're diving deep into something super important today. Developing a self-compassion practice, because let's be honest, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up over mistakes, or comparing yourself to others and coming up short? You know that feeling when your inner critic goes on overdrive, making you doubt everything about yourself? Well, guess what? We're going to arm ourselves with the tools to shut that negativity down and cultivate a little more kindness towards ourselves. Because let's face it, we deserve it. Think of this like emotional first aid. You wouldn't yell at someone who tripped and fell, would you? So why are we so quick to judge ourselves when things don't go our way? Self-compassion isn't about coddling ourselves or making excuses. It's about recognizing that we're all human, prone to mistakes and setbacks. It's about treating ourselves with the same understanding and kindness we would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Here are 5 game-changing takeaways that will help you build a solid self-compassion practice. First, practice mindfulness. That means really paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that inner critic and observing those negative thoughts as they come and go. It's not about stopping them, just acknowledging their presence and letting them pass. Second, remember you're not alone. Everyone makes mistakes, faces challenges, and struggles sometimes. We all have our own unique battles to fight. Recognizing that shared human experience can be incredibly comforting and help us feel less isolated in our struggles. Think about it, wouldn't the world be a much kinder place if we were all more understanding of each other's imperfections? Third, talk to yourself with kindness. Imagine you're talking to your best friend who's feeling down. What would you say? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, support, and understanding, right? Well, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding. Instead of berating yourself for a mistake, try saying something like, "Okay, that didn't go as planned, but I can learn from this." Fourth, celebrate your successes, big and small. We tend to focus on our failures more than our wins, but it's important to acknowledge and appreciate our accomplishments. Did you finish a challenging project? Ace a presentation? Make someone smile? Take a moment to celebrate those victories. And finally, practice gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, these little moments of joy can make a huge difference in our overall well-being. Now let's bring this all together with a real-life example. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work and halfway through, you totally blank. Your mind goes completely empty, and you feel that familiar wave of panic wash over you. Ever been there? What happens next? Do you start berating yourself for being incompetent? Do you let the fear paralyze you and just freeze up? Or do you take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and try to regain your composure? Self-compassion means choosing the latter. It means treating yourself with kindness and understanding during those moments of vulnerability. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. It's about learning from our experiences and showing ourselves grace along the way. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a self-compassion practice and start healing those emotional wounds. Remember, be kind to yourself, embrace your imperfections, and celebrate your journey. You've got this. And hey, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on self-compassion. What does it mean to you? What are your biggest challenges in practicing it? Leave a comment below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on the path to emotional well-being. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and most importantly, stay kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.